Verse number 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. John chapter number 15, verse number 7, says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. And the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that you, your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Amen. Let's flip over to Romans chapter number 5. Reading lots of scripture. Amen. Romans chapter number 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is set abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But I like this verse, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Amen. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Ephesians chapter number 2. I told you I was going to read a lot of scripture. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 2, probably my favorite verse in the Bible, passage of scripture. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. One more place, and I'll be done reading tonight. 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. A reoccurring word and a reoccurring theme in every one of these passages of Scripture was that word, love. Amen. I'd like to talk tonight about great love. Great love. Amen. Father, for the next few minutes, would you help us and touch us? Anoint us with your precious Holy Ghost. Touch our body, Lord. Strengthen us tonight in this place, and let us leave here better Christians than what we came. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Great love. Amen. I looked up the word in the dictionary just so I could get a good, found, firm definition. Amen. Of the word love, it said it's a deep devotion or affection for another person or persons.
Amen. When you look throughout the Word of God and throughout all of Scripture, amen, when you start at Genesis and you read through Revelation, amen, you will see from front to back, cover to cover, amen, this is the gospel of love. Amen, this is the gospel of God that loved the world so much and was so heartbroken over the fact that they failed and that sin had entered, that He gave His only begotten Son to come and die for lost humanity. Amen, that is what this gospel is all about. And we have had the news and the charismatic movement that's had their sophe agape, and they've told us that, you know, we all love everybody and regardless of what they're doing, and just let them continue on. Friend, let me tell you something. That's a warped view of what the Word of God says. But friend, we have a God that loves us tonight. And we have a God, amen, that has so ordained this whole entire world that He sent His only begotten Son, amen, to die upon a cruel cross. And what an expression of love. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. I've experienced the love of a mother. And I know what it's like for a mother to take care of me. And when I was sick, when I was hurting, and when my mother took care of me, she was always there. She fed me. She clothed me. And what a great love a mother has for a child. What a great love a father has for a child to provide for them and to take care of them and to protect them. And such a great love that, friend, that love cannot be compared and cannot be held in view to the fact of the love that God has for us as His creation. And He loved us so much that even while we were sinners, even when we were wrapped in chains of sin and chains of doubt and chains of this world, and He loved us enough that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we live in a day when everybody is looking, amen, for somebody to love them. There's children that grow up that never know what it's like for a mother or for a father to love them. They don't know what it's like. All they know is the abuse. All they know is the suffering. All they know is the heartache and the pain, amen, in their family. They're looking for someone to love them. That's why young people go out and throw themselves to the first person that comes along and they sell out their virtues. They're looking to be loved. They're wanting to be loved. Amen. Everybody in this world, they want to experience, amen, that phenomenon of love. Amen. They want to know what it is to be loved. Friend, let me tell you something. Amen. Even for the one that's never experienced the love of a father, never experienced the love of a mother, if they could just find out, amen, that Jesus loved them so much and that God loved them so much that He sent His only begotten Son, amen, to die upon a cruel tree for them. If they could only know, amen, that Jesus loved them enough that He was willing to leave the splendor and the glory of all of heaven. And then He came down upon this world. He wrapped Himself in a garment of flesh and He dwelt here for 33 and a half years. But at the end of that, He walked up a cruel path called at Golgotha. And there He sacrificed His life for me and for you, that we would not have to die. We would not have to go to hell. Friend, what an expression of love tonight. And then God's expression of His great love, it wasn't wrapped up with a bow. It wasn't in a pretty heart shape like you see all over the place today, and because it is Valentine's Day, it wasn't wrapped up in a pretty heart. Amen. But God's symbol of love and His expression of love, amen, it was an old rugged cross on top of that hill called Golgotha, that place outside Jerusalem, which was called Calvary. Amen. That was His expression of love to us. Amen. It wasn't something fancy. It wasn't something that to look at you would not desire. Amen. It was a scene of agony. It was a scene, amen, of cruelty. Amen. That God loved us so much that He committed His love toward us, that He allowed His Son, His only Son, to go through the cruel sufferings of the cross. Amen. Amen. We were sinners. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. I grew up in the house of God. And I need to realize, I've preached here before, you've heard different aspects of my life. I grew up in the house of God. I was a pretty good kid. I really didn't get in a whole lot of trouble. I never gave mama too much trouble. When I got about 14, 15, I hit that rebellious stage like every teenager does, and I wanted to do my thing and go my direction. But thank God He helped me through there, and His grace was sufficient for me and my mother. Amen. She had to put up with some pretty rotten things. Amen. But I'm thankful that God loved me enough. I'm glad said that He cared about me. Amen. That He was willing to send His Son. Amen. Even when I was a sinner. Amen. Because of the fall of Adam. Because the sin of one man. Amen. Sin entered the world through one man. Amen. But thank God, through one man, the man-child called Jesus Christ, when He came in that little manger outside of Bethlehem, when He came, He was planning. He was going to redeem mankind back to Him. And because He was willing to do that, and because He looked past my faults, because He looked past my sin, because He looked past the darkness of evil that was in my life, because He looked past that and saw that I needed a salvation, He went willing into the cross. He was obedient even unto the death of the cross, and He died there for me. What an expression of love. What great love that He has for us tonight. Amen. Great love. Great love. Great love. Amen. So let me tell you something about it. I've preached along these lines before here, but if you'll allow me, repetition is the best teacher, they say. Amen. Amen. That scene at Calvary that day, it was not a pretty sight. Amen. The scene at Calvary was not a pretty sight. It wasn't something that we would love to look upon and behold. If we was to see Calvary as it really was, I think it'd make our stomachs turn. I think it would cause us such agony because of the pain and the suffering that our Savior went through. Amen. I believe the price that Christ paid for us, it did not start when they beat Him, but I believe it started in the agony of the garden when He was at the place of Gethsemane, in the garden of Gethsemane, which means the press. Amen. He was pressed. I remember I heard a message by a preacher that a few years ago on a tape, and he preached about the bulls of Bashan and how that Jesus in the garden there, it was like the bulls of Bashan was coming against the very Son of God. He was in agony that night in the garden as he knew the cup that he was about to drink, and he knew that he was about to go to Calvary and suffer. Amen. For all humanity. Amen. I believe the agony began there in the garden, and the Christ began there in the garden whenever he cried, "Nevertheless, Lord, not my will but thine be done." Amen. He willingly offered himself to go to Calvary. And then we see as he gets there and he's arrested and he's taken before Pilate and he suffers the scourging. Amen. He was beat. Amen. They beat him. They pushed him. They plucked his beard, the Bible said. Amen. They placed a crown of thorns upon his head. Amen. They tied him to the whipping post. And there at the whipping post, they took that cat of nine tails and they beat his back. And the psalmist David, I believe it was, talked about as they plowed furrows upon his back. Amen. They literally ripped the skin and the muscle and the flesh off of the back of our Savior, our Messiah. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. He didn't look like some people try to portray him as on a cross, just a little blood sprinkling here and a little blood running here. Amen. The Bible said that he was beat beyond recognition. Amen. You would not be able to even comprehend who this man was when you saw him at Calvary. Amen. But after he suffered all the beating and all the agony that he did there at Calvary. Amen. They took him and they led him at Golgotha. Amen. And as he was suffering, they was mocking him. They was yelling at him. They was cursing him. Amen. They led him at Golgotha. And there at the top of Golgotha, they laid him upon the cross. They took those big spikes and those big Roman soldiers began to beat those spikes into his hands and to his feet. Amen. And then they stretched him up and they put him up as an open shame for all the world to see. Amen. Then let me tell you something. It wasn't a pretty picture. Amen. It wasn't a pretty picture. But it was God Himself expressing His love. Amen. For all humanity. It was God expressing His great love. Amen. For lost sinners. Amen. It was God expressing His love. Amen. For the alcoholic that's on the street. It was God expressing His love. Amen. For the drug addict that's out on the corner. It was God expressing His love for little church boys that grow up on the church pew that needs a Savior. It was God expressing His love, amen, to this lost world. Amen. It was God expressing His love. And as Christ there on Golgotha, amen, when He cried, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? And God turns His back upon His only Son. Friend, let me tell you something. What an awesome, what a terrible sight it must have been to be there that day. And you say, why in the world would anybody do what Jesus did? Why would He do that? Why would Jesus, who's experiencing the glories of heaven, why would He separate Himself from the Father and take upon himself the sin of us all. He said to himself, I believe in John, when he said, greater love hath no man. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And then he called us his friends. Great love. Great love. Amen. There's some folks down here on this earth I would give my life for. You know why? Because I love them. Amen. There's some folks I would willingly offer my life up for without even reservation. Amen. If it meant saving them, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I really would. Because I love them, because they're close to me. Amen. But we were sinners. We were sinners. We were wretched. I don't care if you did grow up in the house of God. You was a sinner, wretched, vile in the sight of God. But he loved us. And he willingly offered himself for me. Willingly offered himself. I'm sorry, I just seen a picture of Calvary. And I seen a picture of myself. He did it for me. You know where I'd be right now? I'd be burning in a lake of fire if he hadn't done it. Amen. You know what bridged the gap between lost humanity and God? Amen. It was the cross of Calvary. Amen. You know what bridged the gap between your lost soul, amen, and the glories of heaven? It was the cross of Calvary, because Jesus willingly offered himself, because he willingly went to Calvary. Tonight we stand. We sit here at the highway of holiness, and we've experienced salvation. We know what it's like to be amongst God's people and experience the glories of heaven as it falls down upon our soul. You know why we can sit here tonight and experience the blessings of God? It's because he willingly went to Calvary, because greater love hath no man than that he laid down his life for his friends. Then let me tell you something tonight. On this Saturday night, on Valentine's Day, when the world has turned themselves and to express their love to the ones that they love the most, it would be good on this Saturday night if we just come in and say, Lord, I know I don't deserve it. I know that I was not deserving of the love that you have, but because of your love, because of the love that you've expressed to me, because of the love that you expressed at Calvary, tonight I can stand and I can raise my hands. I can rejoice in the presence of the Lord, and I can experience the blessings of God because of your great love. Because of his great love. Thank God. Thank God. His great love. His great love. There's no way. There is no way that we can ever in this lifetime really tell the Lord how much we love him. But you know what he said? He said, if you love me, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You know how I know some folks don't have the love for God they say they do? It's because they fail to keep his commandments. Amen. The reason why some folks don't have the love of God like they say they do, and I can say it without fear, I can say it without reservation, amen, they don't love God like they say they do, and it's because they are not keeping the commandments. They know what's right. They know what's expected of them, and yet they come in and they expect to experience the blessings of God, and yet they go against what they know that God has commanded in this black book for us to do. Friend, let me tell you something. If you really love the Lord and you're thankful for what he's done for me, for, what He's done for you, amen, you will keep the commandments that He has established in His Word. Brother Dennis, why do you live holiness? Why do you dress like you do? Why do you live like you do? Why do you do the things that you do? Amen. It's not because I feel there's men that's making me do it. It's not because I feel like in order to be accepted, amen, among certain circles, I have to wear the clothes I do. I have to act the way I do. The reason why I dress and the reason why I act and the reason why I live a holy life is because God wants me to, and I love the Lord with all my heart, and I want to be pleasing in His sight. And so therefore, if I'm going to be pleasing in His sight, I'm going to have to live according to this Word. Then let me tell you something. If you really love the Lord and you're really in love with Jesus like you say you are, it's time that we start living by His commandments and doing what He's established for us to do. And because He expressed His love toward us, He's expressed all His love and into our lost soul. And tonight, the least we can do is serve Him with all of our heart. Amen. Every bit of it, without reservation, with no holding back, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. I have made my decision. I've made my decision. Amen. He loved me so much. Amen. He loved me so much. He redeemed my soul. He didn't have to. He didn't have to save me. But He did. Amen. But He did. And therefore, I'm going to live the best of my ability to things that He has established. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. We don't love Him because we were something great. Amen. The reason why we love Him is because He first loved us and gave Himself for us as a propitiation for our sins. And tonight on this Valentine's Day, I'd say in this service, let's offer up our thankfulness and our love to the One that died for us. Amen. When I look at Calvary, amen, when I look at the cross and that expression of love the Father had and the Son had, oh, I just want to lift my hands and say, thank you, Jesus.